In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I use this opportunity to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, we are actually going to continue our sharing yesterday. We want to continue on the excellent spirit, but here we want to look at the relation of the excellent spirit coming to the New Testament. So without much ado, let me read Daniel chapter 5, verse 14. Daniel chapter 5, verse 14. He said, I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. Lord, we thank you for the reading of this verse. We pray the Lord, may you expound this verse unto us according to your will and power. We ask that, Lord, may you guide us in Jesus Christ's name. We pray the Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, you will draw all men unto thee, Lord. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Yeah, I want to add 2 Corinthians. I want to add 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I will add 2 Corinthians, actually, chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. He said, for God, for God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now, there is something actually to note about the life of Daniel. And when you look at this man, this young man, during his time, you get to know that the spirit that was actually working in Daniel was a supernatural spirit. When the astrologers and the magicians actually came in confrontation with what was actually happening in Daniel, they could find out that there was a great difference. And one thing that we have come to actually realize is that they saw that the spirit that was actually working in Daniel was, first of all, an excellent spirit, a spirit that was of wisdom, a spirit that was of understanding. When even they had dreams, when the king even had dreams that nobody could interpret, Daniel could, depend on God, and God reveals it to him. So you understand that Daniel was a man who had a relation with God. So Daniel, things that even were actually beyond the ability and the capacity of this magicians and this all these people, you will understand that God was able to work through that vessel. Now, this spirit that was actually working in Daniel, I would say that this spirit was just more than a common sense. It was a super sense. A super sense, which was a spirit that was embedded, and this is a true representation of the Spirit of God actually working in a believer. When we look at the New Testament, it makes us understand that Christ is the is made wisdom unto us. That wisdom, which is a super sense, because he said, a greater than Solomon is here. And when we look at the Bible, you see, God gave a wisdom to Solomon that was so high that even the queen of Sheba could travel for long to come and actually have this to have this knowledge about what was actually happening in Solomon's life. And Jesus Christ said that a greater than what Solomon is here, and that is what the Holy Spirit. So you will see that when the Holy Spirit is indwelling in a believer, it makes so many great works, even more than what the worldly, people will envisage. So it makes us understand that, in fact, the Holy Spirit, as we speak, is like, it is a super sense. A super sense with a mind that this is more than just interpretation of dreams, but it makes you live godly. Godly. Godly in a way that, you see, in the life of Daniel, it was up to a time when the people were even trying to look at him to find fault. Fault about him. Now, when we read the Bible, it makes us understand that verse 4, when you read the verse 4 of Daniel chapter 6, you will understand that, in fact, there was nowhere they could even find an error on Daniel, because Daniel was a person that was so, in fact, he was so close to his God. He was, now, let us read it. If you read in Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, he said, "Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." Neither was there any error or fault found in him. Now, when we look at in the New Testament, Jesus Christ actually promised something. And the Bible says that he said he will send down the Spirit. "How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." He will guide you into all truth. So actually, what was actually happening in the life of Daniel was a true representation of what will manifest in the elect. So you will see that at this juncture that a believer actually finds himself, the Spirit of the living God abiding in a believer do greater works. And that's why Jesus Christ said, when we believe in him, we will do even what? More greater works than what he did. So you will understand that the Spirit of the living God, who could even see visions, have his interpretations, was this same Spirit that was actually in Daniel. Okay, and you see that Daniel lived a holy life to the core. So he had a relationship with God. Today, when people speak about excellency, and that's why we look at the two actually worship that began, you will see that the worldly church lay much emphasis on the materiality display even than the word of God. A person could have God's word, abiding in him, believing the right things and all that, do all those things for the glory of God. But here we see that the worldly church lay much emphasis on materiality at the expense of the truth, at the expense of the word of God. So you will see that in one point in time, Jesus Christ could say that, "Learn of me," that is, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You see, today we've seen an emergence of this, prosperity gospel. Though prosperity is in the Bible, but the Bible is not about, or the whole word that we are believing is not about maybe being the, it's not about prosperity gospel. It is about Christ Jesus and what he has done for us. Okay, so it's not maybe becoming a multi-dollar millionaire, no. But when we look at the worship of Cain and we look at that of Abel, there was a distinction. The worship of Cain was much, or the religion of Cain was much of carnal knowledge. You see, if people want to speak about, if you look at the excellency that is in God's view, you will see that it has, it lay much emphasis than just maybe a material wealth. Because when we look at the scripture, Apostle Paul said actually something that he learned to be full and he learned to be hungry. If you read Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul made a very good, he said he's been instructed in all these things to learn actually to be full and to learn actually to be what? Hungry. So there are, a lot of gospel preachings actually today that makes one to believe that the road is always rosy without pains. But that is not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Mary. Mary, when the angel came in contact with Mary, the angel told Mary that in Luke chapter 1, verse 28, he said, "Thou art highly favored. Blessed art thou among women." He said, "Thou art highly favored." So you ask yourself, was Mary a multi-dollar millionaire or actually something of that sort? And that's why God, in the confrontation that he had actually with Mary, the angel did this proclamation and said that Mary was highly favored. You see, the things of God, brethren must actually understand that you don't have to forsake small beginning. The scripture actually made us understand that though thy beginning is small, but thy later end you should greatly increase. Sometimes God brings situations in our life to teach us lessons, to make us grow. That's why Apostle Paul said he was instructed to understand that he learned actually to be full and sometimes even hungry. So you understand that the road is not always rosy as how, the worldly church wants us to know about this. You see, the road is not, when we even look at the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, what can that even mean? Then, especially the sects, the organizations, because God actually was hiding in simplicity whilst revealing himself. The King of Kings, who was to be our Lord. Okay, when he wanted to connect with humanity, he came in disguise. He was born at a place whereby ships were. and placed in a manger. So you will understand that, you see, God works in simplicity. So if we talk about excellency, excellency could not have a correlation that it is always about a physical kind of thing displayed. No. The heart of God is on his word. The heart of God is on abiding obedience to the word of God. Mary couldn't have attained that requirement that God actually need without God's word. When she received the promised word, when Mary received the promised word, when the angel came and said, "Mary, thou art highly favored. Blessed are you among women." The church this day will have to understand that the church must be a virgin. Virgin to Christ. We have to put our priorities right. Hallelujah. So, Jesus Christ taught us to understand that a man's life does not consist of the abundance of things that he actually possesses. So that should give us understanding that prosperity gospel, that many are really projecting, is at stake when it comes to the word of God. Because God's word makes us understand that this excellency, as we see in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. It said, and 7. It said, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, but the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Hallelujah. He said, this treasure, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God. So you understand that what was actually working in Daniel those times was the power of God. God himself working through. Because when we actually study the life of even Daniel, he depended much on God. So it was a true representation of what actually Jesus Christ is. In the New Testament, when we look at Christ, he said, "The wisdom that man needs is Christ, which is the word of God." And the Bible says that it was by this counsel that he made actually the world. And there was nothing made without the word of God. So I will draw it actually to a close this morning, that we should understand that the excellency is not of us, it's of God. And it's beyond human comprehension. There are so many misconceptions about this excellency, but it makes us understand that it is of the power of God. And this is a true representation of the Holy Spirit that must be in us. May God actually help us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.